Thomas Ayer, the South Dakota Attorney General Office, Huron Regional Medical Center, quality care close to home. Gary Zell Auto Glass, glass and windshield repair and replacement. Sun Gold Sports, Center Plaza, downtown Huron. Huron Eye Clinic, serving all your eye care needs. And Olympic Motors, sales and service in Huron. The Tigers are also brought to you by Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron. Real Estate Connection, helping you every step of the way. Farmers Union Insurance of Huron, Blaine Anderson. Dakota Land Feeds, providing animal feed directly to our farmers and producers. Elwine Brothers Distributing. PB Sports, of course, downtown Huron. The Scoreboard, 3rd Street, downtown Huron. And Slumberland Furniture of Huron. The Tigers are also brought to you by Godfather's Pizza, chicken and pizza buffet 7 days a week. Adams Quick Lube on Dakota Avenue North, instant oil changes. Carr Chiropractic Clinic, full service, natural wellness care. ProClean Plus, cleaning and janitorial supplies. Huron Community Campus, home of $40 credits. Vision Care Associates, where the health of your eyes come first. Dairy Queen in Huron, what's your favorite blizzard? And the Norby Center for Recreation.
Here's two-time South Dakota Sportscaster of the Year, and the voice of the Huron Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
And again, good evening. A little late start here tonight at the arena, but we're getting set to go for Breast Cancer Awareness Night here at the Huron Arena. Sioux Falls Jefferson in town running way late as the sophomore match went way long, but a win for Huron. We'll get to that coming up here, but right now they're starting the Rose Ceremony, a tradition here on Breast Cancer Awareness Night. We'll send it down to the arena floor. Well, maybe we will. There we go.
Playing in honor of Sarah Cruz Survivor, accepting the rose, Sarah Cruz. Paige Sharon and Sam Magmoradef. Playing in honor of Jean Holferty, loved one lost, accepting the rose, Olivia Purrington. Maddie Juergens, playing in honor of Karen Peterson, loved one lost, accepting the rose, Jessica Anderson and Laura Kotz. Aurora Dreyer, playing in honor of Tara Shuhard, survivor, accepting the rose, Tara Shuhard. Madeline and Ashlyn Grace, playing in honor of Lilas Braca, loved one lost, accepting the rose, Jamie Grace. Kirsten DeGeest, playing in honor of Mary DeGeest, survivor, accepting the rose, Mary DeGeest. Addison Knight and Colby Glanzer, playing in honor of Penny Glanzer, survivor, accepting the rose, Penny Glanzer. Natalie Kingsley, playing in honor of Sharon Whiff, survivor, accepting the rose, Sharon Whiff. Abby Harrington, playing in honor of Christy Schroeder and Lily Schroeder, loved ones lost, accepting the rose, Kathy Harrington. Camden Fuchs, playing in honor of Mary Holine, survivor, accepting the rose, her brother, Mike Fuchs. Jerry Ann Fergan, playing in honor of Ann Roby, currently battling, accepting the rose, Lisa Bremer. Reagan Bischoff, playing in honor of Heather Bischoff, survivor, accepting the rose, Heather Bischoff. Lennon Caudill, playing in honor of Sean Ward, survivor, accepting the rose, Sean Ward. Chloe Carr, playing in honor of Nikki Carr, loved one lost, accepting the rose, Sarah Miner. Taryn Cass, playing in honor of Rita Beck, loved one lost, accepting the rose, her daughter, Stephanie Head. Allie Davis, playing in honor of Trisha Daly, currently battling, accepting the rose, Trisha Daly. Jency Gergen, playing in honor of Holly Holm, survivor, accepting the rose, Holly Holm. Hilton Hines, playing in honor of Rose Ekman, survivor, accepting the rose, Lexi Hines, Kelly Smith, Jenna Deedy. Rogers, playing in honor of Carol Brenner, loved one lost, accepting the rose, Kathy Watson. Claire Davis, playing in honor of Mickey Scheibe, survivor, accepting the rose, Mickey Scheibe. Piper DeGene, playing in honor of Angela Wilson Drake, survivor, accepting the rose, Angela Wilson Drake. Isabella Fechner, playing in honor of Crystal Kinkler, survivor, accepting the rose, Crystal Kinkler. Maritza Hernandez-Colchada, playing in honor of Brenda Schmidt, currently battling, accepting the rose, Brenda Schmidt. Morgan Meyer, playing in honor of Kelly Rosemary Arthur, survivor, accepting the rose, Jeremy Meyer. Rosalina Moreno, playing in honor of Debbie Caudill, currently battling, accepting the rose, Paige Caudill. Jada Morrison, playing in honor of Sarah Owen, survivor, accepting the rose, Sarah Owen. Maggie Storm, playing in honor of Joyce Watkins, loved one lost, accepting the rose, Christina Jackson and Jody Even. Pesky, playing in honor of Keith Fawcett, loved one lost, accepting the rose, Cheryl and Kyla Fawcett. Ava Wambach, playing in honor of Kathy Moore, currently battling, accepting the rose, Kathy Moore. Kaya Cheddar, playing in honor of Francis Cheddar, survivor, accepting the rose, Francis Cheddar. Jaylee Olson, playing in honor of Brianne Olson, survivor, accepting the rose, Brianne Olson. Liliana Miller, playing in honor of Julie Miller, survivor, accepting the rose, Julie Miller. Isabel Kramer, playing in honor of Trisha Parkhurst, survivor, accepting the rose, Trisha Parkhurst. Olivia Cheddar, playing in honor of Jody Kraft, survivor, accepting the rose, Casey Cheddar. Kayla Nunez and Judy Toon, playing in honor of Gina Small, survivor, accepting the rose, Gina Small. Amy Castillo, playing in honor of Carolyn Hines, survivor, accepting the rose, Michelle Johnson. Coach Rammel, coaching in honor of Bonnie Kotz, survivor, accepting the rose, Bonnie Kotz. Coach Kaufman, coaching in honor of Becky Grace, currently battling, accepting the rose, Becky Grace. Coach Lean, coaching in honor of Valerie Dawkins, survivor, accepting the rose, Valerie Dawkins. Coach McClanahan, coaching in honor of Sharon Callister, survivor, accepting the rose, Laura Berquist. Will you please give a heartfelt and loving round of applause for all those that are honored?
Always touching, the annual Rose Ceremony as part of Breast Cancer Awareness Night. Always glad that we can be a part of that. I know the Alive Auction is still open. We're still raising money. We'll find out what the total is here probably sometime next week. But T-shirt sales, all the profits from that go to the We Got You Covered program at Huron Regional Medical Center and the silent auction profits as well go to We Got You Covered. We Got You Covered started, probably 6, 7, 8 years ago. It's a fund that provides for low-cost and no-cost mammograms for anyone in the area that might need one, can afford one. Great program, and it's been a good partnership between Huron Tiger Volleyball and the HRMC Foundation since they put this program together. You know, Breast Cancer Awareness Night goes back, I want to say, 07, 08, so we've been doing this for quite a while. And again, always a fun night and a touching night as well. Hey, we still got volleyball to go. The second-ranked Sioux Falls Jefferson Cavaliers in town. They have one loss on the season, and that's to the undefeated team in AA, Harrisburg. This is a loaded team. They're mainly seniors and juniors, a big junior class. Beth Donnelly, their head coach, she is a former college coach, and she has this program clicking in just its fourth year of existence. And it's going to be a tough battle, a tough matchup here for our Huron Tigers tonight. Let's do a Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Lower levels tonight, JV, Jefferson won in straight sets, 25-23, 25-20. The sophomore match, Huron wins in three, 25-23. 20-25 and 15-13. That first set that Huron won, 25-23, Huron was down 10 and then rallied to come back and win it. Of course, wound up going to a third set, but that's why we're running way behind. Going to be after 7:30 before we get this match started between the Cavaliers and the Huron Tigers. Jefferson has a record of 12-1. Huron a record of 6-11. Huron coming off a loss on Tuesday on the road at Sioux Falls Roosevelt, losing in four. Jefferson, I believe they were on the road as well. Maybe they're at home. I'm not sure, but I know they swept Mitchell in three on Tuesday, so both teams coming off one day of rest and getting set for this matchup this evening. Talk to both coaches. Beth Donnelly, head coach of Jefferson, our own Josh Lean as well. Those interviews coming up as we get into our pregame report. You're on Community Campus Timeout on Dakota Sports.
Davidson Insurance Agency in Huron. You changed thousands of diapers, cut off hundreds of crusts, played hours of peekaboo and duck duck goose, because you'd do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm agent Brian Davidson will help make it easy and affordable to help you protect your family, no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call today, because like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The Huron Tigers scoreboard update is brought to you by Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron.
I scream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ Blizzard. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ Blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
Getting set for our volleyball matchup tonight, Breast Cancer Awareness Night here at the Huron Arena. Sioux Falls Jefferson, ranked number two in the state in town. Beth Donnelly, their head coach, come in with a record of 12-1. And coach, 12-1, we're in the middle of October. Got to be happy with this start.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we've got a lot of kids that get on and off the court as far as playing time. So we have a lot of kids that contribute day in and day out. So being the fact that we are 12-1, I think that says a lot for the depth of our program right now.
And not only that, this was probably about the first year since you came in as the startup school that you did actually have more than a couple of holes to replace off of last year.
Yeah. We had five girls graduate last year, but we have seven seniors this year that are all contributing. We've got 13 juniors, so I mean it's not like we replenish, it's just we reload, so it's been really good for us.
And tell us about this squad, some of the things that you do well.
I think one thing we we do well is we like to play fast. We got to do our best to try and stay in system, but we do have quite a few weapons across the front row. So as long as the ball is up in the air, I think our setter can get the ball delivered to where it needs to go. We do play pretty quick, but we play very intense. A lot of pursuit, no balls hit the floor type mentality, and you know we kind of did that with the JV level too. So it's something that's being bred into the Jefferson kids. So I'm pretty proud of that.
Scouting report on the Huron Tigers.
Scouting report. It's always the same. Honestly, they are relentless. They are scrappy. They always have a couple of arms that just. It's not that you're going to stop them. You just have to contain them and keep them from going off. So.
And wrap it up with this. If I have my arithmetic right, we're about 3 weeks from the end of the regular season and 4 weeks from the SODAC. What are some of the things you want to see this group work on so you're at your best in November?
You know, we're still struggling in the service receive. Our side-out percentage is actually pretty good considering our serve receive has been a little bit up and down all season. We had two kids that graduated last year that have been in our serve receive the entire 3 years that we've been alive. So when you graduate all three kids at the same time, it's been a little bit of time trying to get some chemistry going with the three and the four that passed back there. But they're learning to trust each other, and we're getting after it. It's just a matter of playing for each other and keeping that chemistry flowing.
Beth Donnelly, head coach of Sioux Falls Jefferson, here on Community Campus Timeout on Dakota Sports.
Brushing up, bettering yourself, or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
State boys basketball provides this Huron Tiger moment. The city of Huron was the host to the first state boys basketball tournament from 1912 to 1916. The tournaments were arranged by Huron College Athletic Director Charles Hochstetter, and it was an invitational format. The 1912 tournament was held in Don's Auditorium, and Redfield was the first state champion. The city of Huron and state boys basketball, a Huron Tiger moment.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
The Tiger Coach Interview is brought to you by The Scoreboard, downtown Huron. Enjoy fantastic burgers and basket meals, plus their many big screen TVs. The Scoreboard, 3rd Street, downtown Huron.
Huron Tiger Coach Josh Lean joins us now, and Coach Lean is brought to you by The Scoreboard on 3rd Street, downtown Huron. Hey, 3rd and Dakota is open now and makes a little easier access there to the Scoreboard, so get yourself out here now in the next couple of days at The Scoreboard. Huron comes in, record of 6-11, four-set loss to Roosevelt, and Coach, strong start. Roosevelt kind of wore us down there towards the end. Saw some good things overall, though.
We did see some good things. It was, you know, listen, we got to play hard. We got to play hard when we're playing against teams like Metro Conference teams like tonight. And at some point, you know, our gas tanks are going to empty. And I mean, I am proud of our kids for just leaving it out there. And I, in spite of all that, I felt like we really made smart decisions with the ball. We made some nice adjustments defensively. Jensi set a nice match. Of course, Chloe Carr hit 540 for the night. And so we did do some things very well. We blocked as good as we've blocked all season. season against Roosevelt, minus one kid, and that really was the difference maker. And so we're trending in the right direction. We got to keep working every single day to get 1% better, and that way we, you know, you got November targeted on the wall, and today's just one more step towards that end goal.
Now, Jefferson comes in. They are a challenge, no doubt about it. This is the first year since the program started. Granted, it's just in its fourth year, but where they have actually had to fill in a couple of spots from graduation. But obviously, at 12-1, they filled them in well.
Yeah, they absolutely filled them in well. Beth's a brilliant coach. She's been there since the program stood up. They pulled her out of the college ranks to come home and coach at Jefferson High School. It really puts an unlevel playing field for the rest of us against Jefferson, but she started young kids years ago, and finally they're graduating, and we get to see the long-term growth of her program. Does a good job. They got good kids, no doubt about it. They're pin hitters collectively. Their outsides and opposites are as good as we're going to see on any one court here at the arena or across AA volleyball. So they are definitely a handful. So for us, I think about what did we do yesterday to make an effort to prepare for these guys is we made some adjustments defensively. Of course, that adjustment always means we're going to try to figure out how to put Hilton Hines on the floor right where their best hitters are going to swing. And that's what we're going to try to do. We're going to play a little bit more of a rotational style defense today and see if we can't get Hilton's platform underneath them.
And finally, really, when you look at this matchup with Jefferson, this is what November looks like. This is what we need to play in order to be successful.
Yeah, you got
to
put. Good news is they're tall and they're fast, right? So we got to grow up in a hurry tonight and see if we can't compete with these guys. And it's one thing to be there at 18-18 or 19-19. It's a whole other thing to take that set away. And we want to push ourselves to be there at the end of the match and see if we can't force them to get uncomfortable. I'm not sure they think they need to get uncomfortable against us tonight, but that's what we're going to try to do. We're going to try to play fast. We're going to try to frustrate them, getting Hilton in front of the ball, and see if we can't force a few end game errors and steal a set. And if you can do that early, you never know what the rest of the night's going to lead to.
Josh Lean, head coach of the Tigers, again brought to you by the Scoreboard, 3rd Street, downtown Huron, Huron Community Campus. Timeout on Dakota Sports.
The Scoreboard invite you to come in for lunch or dinner. Stop in at the Scoreboard located at 56 3rd Street Southeast in Huron. Featuring a full menu, and check out their website at scoreboardhuron.com. Whether it's college football or the NFL, you can watch all the exciting action on one of their many big screen TVs. Scoreboard also has a sideline bakery room for your next event. Call 352-7580. Have a good time with old friends at the Scoreboard Bar and Grill. Now, go get them, Tigers.
Do you know what your cattle are eating? Are they growing like you expect? At Dakota Land Feeds, their experienced feed consultants can help you be sure your cattle are getting everything they need to perform and what will help you increase your bottom line. Let Dakota Land Feeds help formulate the right ration to fit the needs of your cattle, whether you have growing calves, feedlot cattle, yearlings, or beef cows. Dakota Land Feeds has feed consultants across the territory to help serve you. See your local Dakota Land Feeds dealer today.
The Huron Tigers Scoreboard Update is brought to you by Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron.
At Olympic Chevrolet in Huron, count on an experienced staff. Count on a knowledgeable staff. At Olympic Chevrolet, count on a helpful and friendly staff. So whether you're in the market for a brand new vehicle or a used, dependable vehicle, count on the staff at Olympic Chevrolet to help you get the vehicle that best fits your needs. Olympic Chevrolet, call us at 605-352-6411. See them at 504th Street Northeast in Huron or go online at olympicgmc.com. Drive off the lot today with the vehicle that you've been dreaming about from Olympic Chevrolet.
You just got a quote from a company and are now being billed for not choosing them. Many contracts have what's referred to as a contingency agreement. These typically state that if you don't go with them, you, after insurance has approved the repair work, will be charged a percentage of the job they quoted. Ask up front if they charge to provide an estimate. Never sign anything that you haven't fully read or understand. If you have any questions, reach out to the South Dakota Office of Attorney General's Consumer Protection Division at 800-300-1986.
We're Minnesota. away from play-by-play. Let's meet the Huron Tigers.
Madeline Grace, I'm number one. I'm a senior, and I play defensive specialist. Reagan Bischoff, number two, freshman center. I'm Ashlyn Grace, I'm number three. I'm a senior, and I play defensive specialist. Jesse Gergen, junior, number four, center. Sammy Mortis, five, senior, middle. Alexis Ziegeldorf, right side, seven, senior. Chloe Carr, six, middle hitter, junior. Hilton Hines, number nine, junior, libero. Paige Sharon, 10, senior, and outside hitter. Kimnan Fuchs, number 11, sophomore, outside hitter. Kyla Pesky, number 12, junior, right side. Maddie Jurgens, 15, DS, senior. Aurora Dreyer, 16, senior, right side hitter.
Addie Knight, 17, outside hitter, sophomore.
Allie Davis, number 18, outside hitter, junior.
Haley Rogers, number 19, DS, junior.
Kirsten DeGeese, number 20, DS, senior.
Karen Kess, number 21, DS.
She's two-time South Dakota Sportscaster of the Year. And the voice of the Huron Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
And again, good evening. We are back at the Huron Arena. Just a couple minutes to go here before the start of our match. Again, way late start here at the Rose Ceremony. And then before that, a very long JV or a sophomore match as well. But both teams in the last parts of their warm-ups here. Let's do a Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. And, well, in AA, we've already got matches underway and into the second set. Harrisburg won their first set from Aberdeen. 25-18. Yankton defeated Pier 29-27 in the first set. Lincoln defeated Brookings 25-18 in the first set. Roosevelt Top T Area 25-16 in the first set. And those are the early scores we have here on this Thursday night for volleyball. Tomorrow night is high school football. Huron Tigers back at home hosting Mitchell. It's Tigers Colonels. Doesn't matter what the sport is. Expect a lot of intensity and a good crowd as well. And we'll be on the air 6:30 pregame and 7 o'clock with the kickoff tomorrow night here on Tiger. Next volleyball coming up. Just one match next week for the Tiger girls, and I think they're looking forward to that. They've been playing a lot with little rest and been on the road a lot too. And they'll be on the road next Tuesday to Pier and then have a week off, and that'll be a nice break in the schedule for Tiger Volleyball. But, hey, you got Jefferson tonight, Pier Tuesday before that happens, so need to be ready to go here as we get set for high school volleyball. Again, Breast Cancer Awareness Night. I just got a notification. I was outbid on one of the items I've been bidding on, and so I'm going to try and kind of monitor that. I've been told... Well, they got the old fanfare going, so the lights show on here in the arena as well. But I've been told that silent auction is going to close at 8 o'clock, so that's not too far off if I got the right information. But again, all money raised from the silent auction will stay here in Huron. Huron Regional Medical Center, we got you covered program. Anthem coming up. We'll take a community campus timeout. 2 minutes. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Bruises and breaks happen. Lean on Huron Regional Medical Center Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Orthopedic surgeons Dr. Kevin Over and Dr. Todd Anderson, along with the pro rehab physical therapy teams, are here to get you back in your game. Schedule an appointment at HuronRegional.org, because when it comes to your health, the right care is right here. Best of luck to our area athletes from Huron Regional Medical Center.
Rocking Z Acres of Wessington provides USDA certified organic, SDI regenerative certified, and conventional crop production, balancing biology with fertility. They offer a full line of organic and conventional products for plant nutrition, plant health, and soil biology to help local producers, including amino protein products to stimulate biology and plant hormones, amino chelated micronutrients, compost extracts derived from local sources, and kelp products. Rocking Z Acres is proud to support Huron and area high school sports.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years, or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home, probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
Ghost Energy is the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers!
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
And good evening back at the arena, getting the lineups going here at the arena. Here's how Sioux Falls Jefferson will go. They play about it. They rotate about as many girls in as I've seen a volleyball team do. Riley Fodness, junior defensive specialist. Kayla Newberg, junior libero. Sienna Sabers, junior outside. Abby Horner, junior outside. Peyton Kroll, senior outside. Isabel Simmons, senior middle right side. Emery Brosnahan, senior right side outside. Addison Warnke, right side middle, junior. Leah Johnson, a junior middle and right side. Olivia Wackel, freshman center. Brooke Bowen, senior defensive specialist. Libero Avery Schmidt, senior setter. Chloe Grabo, a defensive specialist senior, and Audrey Simmons, senior middle. Beth Donnelly, head coach of Jefferson. For Huron, girls we expect on the floor tonight: Jency Gergen, junior setter. Samantha Magmoradeth, senior middle. Chloe Carr, junior middle. Hilton Hines, junior libero. Maddie Jurgen, senior defensive specialist. Aurora Dreyer, senior right side. Addie Knight, sophomore outside. Allie Davis, junior outside. Haley Rogers, junior serving specialist. Officials for our match are backed by the South Dakota Attorney General Office, Consumer Affairs Division, the R1 tonight. Kelly Devine, the R2, is Julie Ortman, two veteran officials with a lot of state tournament experience. The line judges are Hayden Grand Prix and Jeremy Noyes. They are the law on the court. They're backed by the South Dakota Attorney General Office, Consumer Affairs Division. Big student section here for the Huron Tigers, and mostly wearing pink. Huron girls wearing their pink tops tonight, with Hilton Hines the exception as libero. She's wearing the white top. And Jefferson wearing their forest green tops. And then libero, Brooke Bowen, is wearing the gold top, kind of a burnt gold, I guess. And we are ready to go and to get this match underway. It's Peyton Krull for Sioux Falls Jefferson. So starting here 40 minutes late, but hey, we're ready to go from the Huron Arena tonight. Jefferson ranked number 2 with the serve. Bowen puts it back row to Jurgens. Overpass can be slammed, but out by number 20, Audrey Simmons. It was an overpass, but Huron able to get the point off it. And 1-0 lead Huron. Now Hilton Hines will serve for the Huron Tigers. Hines will send it to the corner. That's played by Brosnahan. Set, and Jefferson in the net. Got a little tangled up there trying to get the set off. And Huron, on a pair of errors by Jefferson, leads 2-0 here to start off the match. Some early momentum. See if Huron can keep building on it. Hilton Hines again with the serve. Back row. Bowen handles that one. Set in the middle. Brosnahan takes something off it. And then Davis and Knight kind of look at each other. Brosnahan gets the first kill of the match. Either team. 2-1 lead Huron. And serve back to Jefferson. Brooke Bowen, libero, will serve for the Cavaliers. Just in their fourth year as a program, Serve receive, back row Hines, set in the middle. Magmoradeth has it blocked. Block kill going to go in the middle for Isabel Simmons. And quickly tied at two. Bowen again preparing to serve for Jefferson. To the corner, Hines on serve receive. Gergen has to chase it down, free ball to cross by Knight. Here comes Jefferson, back set. The hit by Brosnahan, looked like she was going to go left and just hit it down the line, kind of crossed up Davis there. Emery Brosnahan, her second kill and first lead for Jefferson at 3-2. Bowen again with the serve. Serve received Jurgens, set to the left for Knight. Her hit over the block, Bowen handles it. Set to the left side this time, ripped into the back row for the kill by Sienna Sabres. And a 4-2 lead now for Jefferson. Again with the serve, Bowen. Bowen floats it back row, handled by Davis. Quick set across, slap back by Simmons, and that'll be a kill. It was a quick set attempt by Gergen, and boy, that one looked almost like Simmons caught it and threw it, but the point goes to Jefferson, and it's 5-2, 5-0 run for the Cavaliers. Serve, back row, Davis goes over, overpass, nice save in the back row by Avery Schmidt. They hit it across, bumped by Magmoradeth, hit by Knight, blocked at the net. Huron stays with it, Knight on the right side, goes back row, dug out by Krull. Set in the middle, they hit down the middle by Simmons, nice dig by Hines, hit cross court, Knight, Bowen is there. Set to the left, the hit up the middle, Sabres, quick set across, nope, into the net. It was a quick set attempt there by Gergen, but she didn't get enough height on it and went into the net, stayed on the Huron side, now 6-2 Jefferson. In libero, Brooke Bowen serving. Back row, serve, receive, Jurgens, bumped by Gergen. Here comes Knight off that left side, cross court, dug out by Bowen. Set in the middle, Simmons, she'll just slap it right to left. Simmons now with three kills, and it's 7-2 Jefferson, and Huron going to take an early timeout. 7-2, Jefferson with the early lead as we're underway at the arena. Huron Community Campus timeout, 30 seconds on Dakota Sports.
Delivery every day of the week. For delivery or carryout, give them a call at 352-6925. Not sure what to order from their delicious menu? Then dine in and try their famous Godfather's Buffet, featuring a variety of pizza slices, tasty chicken, and many salads and desserts to choose from. They're locally owned, so stop in and say hi to Derek and the rest of the pizza crew. They're located at 195 21st Street in Huron. Godfather's Pizza, give them a call, 352-6925.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIKV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
Huron Community Campus timeout. In person, credits just $40 an hour. Credit hour at Huron Community Campus. Best value in higher education in South Dakota. 7-0 run here by Jefferson. They're up 7-2, just underway. Quick timeout by Huron. Bowen sends it to Davis, back row. Set in the middle, Magmoradeth will tip. Dug out by Bowen, back set, right side, Brosnahan off the top of the net. Four-hit attack, hitting error. And Huron breaks the run on the air by Jefferson, 7-3. And Gergen will serve as Dreyer, Aurora Dreyer, into the front row for Huron. Serve back row, serve receive by Krull. Not a good serve receive. That'll be an ace for Huron. Looked like she had control, and then it just kind of went sideways on her. That'll be an ace for Gergen. 7-4, Huron back within three in set one. Gensi with the serve again, back row, Brosnahan. Set to the left, the hit, Simmons drills it into the corner, nobody home. 8-4, Isabel Simmons with four kills here in the first set. 8-4 lead Jefferson. Sienna Sabres will serve now for the Cavaliers. Back row played by Hines. Gergen will back set to the right this time for Knight. Cross court. Nice dig by Sabres. Set to the left. The tip by Brosnahan. Tigers dig it out. Set for Knight off the left side. Drills it into the back row. Bowen Yeah, it kind of came together with Kroll, and nobody got a clean hit on it. That'll be a kill for Knight. First kill of the night for Huron. 8-5. Huron back within three. Knight now back to serve for the Huron Tigers. Knight will put it to the back row. Kroll plays it to the left side. The hit through the block and rolls to the back corner for Simmons. And quickly back 9-5, Jefferson. Simmons already with five kills. Brosnahan will serve for Jefferson. Played by Davis. Overpass going to be tipped right back down by Simmons. That time on the serve receive, put it right above the net. Easy play for Simmons to knock it back. 10-5, Jefferson in set one. Brosnahan again with the serve. Davis on serve receive. Overpass again. Wind up. Nice dig by Knight. Going to be free balled across by Davis to the corner. Back set. And the set is off. Hits the antenna. Jefferson looked like they weren't exactly where they wanted to be there. Simmons might try to make a play on the set. Could not get there on the air. Here on back within 10-6. And Haley Rogers, serving specialist on the floor for Huron, is the one rotation for Hilton Hines to sit out. Back row, serve receive, play by Abby Horner, overpass. Huron will back set it. Here's the hit, blocked at the net. Brosnahan controls it, back set. Right side, Simmons, and that eats up Knight in the back row. Simmons, another kill, 11-6, Jefferson. Seven kills for Simmons, that's seven out of the 11 points for Jefferson. Now Simmons will serve, so they got her out of the back row at least. Into the front row now is Audrey Simmons. Back set, right side, Dreyer hitting through the block, and then a little indecision. Who is going to make the play on it? Simmons hesitated a bit, and Dreyer will get the kill. That pulls Huron within 11-7. Huron with two kills and an ace, but they forced Jefferson in some errors. Juergens serving for Huron. Back row handled by Brosnahan in the middle. The tip Simmons, and that's going to go back into the corner. Audrey Simmons. So we got Isabel and Audrey. First kill for Audrey Simmons. The lead back at 5, 12-7. For Jefferson. Serving for Jefferson, Avery Schmidt to the corner and eats up Juergens. Juergens tried to handle it without coming up on it and just shanked it to the side. First ace of the night for Jefferson, and they go up 13-7. Serve back row, serve receive Hines, back set, and Chloe Carr steps in, has it blocked at the net by Simmons. Set to the left, the hit by Davis, blocked again. But stayed on the Jefferson end. That'll be a kill for Davis. I thought it stayed on the Huron side. I can't always tell from my angle which side of the net it was. That is a kill for Allie Davis. 14-8, Jefferson. Davis steps back to serve. Little knuckleball there, serve received by Kroll. Backline attack and too strong by Brosnahan. Backline attack, but sent it a couple feet long. Another Jefferson air. It's 15-9. Here on back within six. Davis to serve for the Pink Tigers tonight. Serve receive Kroll. Set across left side. Hit by Sabres. Blocked by Carr. Stay with it. Here's Sabres again. Tips over the block. Oh, nice pancake by Juergens, and Knight gets it across. Here's the tip, though, and Simmons able to knock it down. Great save there between Juergens and then to Knight, but then Huron just kind of got pulled out of system there, and Simmons had an easy tip for the kill, 16-9. Serve hits the back line. Juergens let it go. That'll be an ace for Kroll. Second ace. And Jefferson getting some space here now at, well, I have 17-9. They have 59 on the scoreboard. Where are we at? Back row, Juergens. Juergens will set. Carr right side, cross court. Nice dig back row. Pass ahead. Brosnahan will just tip it back row. Juergens with the dig. Here's the bump across by Carr. Set from the net. Back set hit by Brosnahan. Hits it into the back row for the kill. Now they have 69. How am I off by 2 points? I guess I am. 69 is what they have on the scoreboard, so I guess we'll go with that. Serve back to the corner. Shank by Davis. That's another ace. This one, second one on this rotation by Peyton Kroll, and now it's 17-9. Huron's going to burn their final timeout here. Timeout, Huron trailing 17-9 in set one. Huron Community Campus timeout, 30 seconds on Dakota Sports.
Eyesight does too, especially in the teen years. Don't let your child fall behind in front of the smart board or the scoreboard because their vision can't keep up. According to a recent survey, 84% of parents in the United States wait until their child complains of vision issues before scheduling an eye exam. Many common vision problems can be corrected when caught in early childhood, so don't delay. Give Dr. Forrish a call today. See the best.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Back at the Huron Arena, that Huron Community Campus timeout. Huron Community Campus offers credits through Northern State University at Huron Community Campus. 17-9, Jefferson leading. Huron has burned both their timeouts as Huron's had a few issues serve-receive here in this rotation. Serve back row. Juergens comes up to get it. Bumped by Gergen. Knight will just have to free ball it. And they can set from the net. Schmidt with the set. Tip to the corner. Nobody home. 18-9. Jefferson now pulling away. Give the kill to Audrey Simmons. Her third. 18-9. Jefferson. And Juergens lets it go, and it drops in for an ace. Second time we thought it was going to go long. That's three aces all in this rotation for Peyton Kroll. And Jefferson up 19-9. Serve back row played by Hines. Backline attack for Davis. Sends it. Oh, just missed. Had the right idea. Went just a little long, and now Jefferson up by 11 here in set one, 20-9. Avery Schmidt, she's been serving on this rotation for a while. Serve, receive. Hines stays with it. Back set, Carr, her hit. Through the block. Nobody there to dig it out. Finally breaks the run, and Huron pulls back within 20-10. Chloe Carr with her first kill. And Hilton Hines will serve for the Huron Tigers. Hines goes back row. Kroll plays that one from the middle. Brosnahan dug out by Davis. Sent ahead. Knight. Knight with the, I think she was trying to tip it through the block and hit it into the net instead. On the air, 21-10 Jefferson. Cavaliers 4 points away. Brooke Bowen, libero, serving for Jefferson. Back to the corner. Davis gets over to it. Make more death. Gets blocked at the net. 22-10. Did not see, or I'm not sure if that actually got blocked or just went into the net. I don't think it was blocked. 22-10, though, either case. Gergen sets for Knight. Left side, cross court, too long. Jefferson 2 points away at 23-10. Huron had it down to 11-7 at one point, but since then it's just been a roll for Jefferson, 12-3. Bowen serves. Short serve. Magmordeth plays it. Kept alive by Gergen. Free ball by Knight. Schmidt with the set. The tip hanging in the air was Simmons, and when Huron returned it, it just got slammed into the back row. Isabel Simmons, another kill, and it's set point. 24-10, Jefferson leading here in set one. Set point for Brooke Bowen. Serve back to the corner. Serve, receive, Hines. Set in the middle. The tip across. Meg Moradath drops it right in front of Bowen. Huron stays alive at 24-11. Meg Moradath with her first kill. That brings Dreyer into the front row for Huron, and Gergen steps back to serve for the Pink Tigers. to the corner. Serve, receive, Brosnahan. Pass ahead. And the hit, and it's going to go off of Knight, and that will go into the back wall. A kill again for Isabel Simmons, and that will wrap up the first set. Jefferson wins it 25-11. Jefferson up one set to none. You're on Community Campus Timeout. 2 minutes, 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
The Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.
ProClean Plus offers epoxy floor coating for garages, basements, and outdoor patios, as well as commercial and industrial spaces. Call 605-352-5776 to get a free estimate. Let the pros at ProClean Plus help you get a great-looking, durable surface with the epoxy flooring. Locally owned and operated, visit them at 201 Market Street East, or check out their website at ProCleanPlus.net. ProClean Plus is a proud sponsor here on Tiger Sports.
Experience delicious. Experience Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge. They specialize in steaks, burgers, seafood, and pasta. Ryan's Hangar can host your party in a private room and offer catering, too. Open Monday through Friday, 4 to 10, Saturday, 4 to 11, and open for lunch every Thursday, 11 to 2, and closed on Sunday. Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge in the Crossroads in downtown Huron.
Dakota Sports, KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Here on Community Campus Timeout, they offer $40 in-person credits at Huron Community Campus, the best value in higher education in South Dakota. During the break there, in honor for Hilton Hines, she passed 1,000 digs. Not sure if she did it Tuesday or Thursday, but an accomplishment for Hilton. Took over as the full-time libero at the beginning of last season. Already 1,000 career digs, and yes, she's a junior, so she's still got a lot of volleyball ahead of her. Congratulations to Hilton Hines. Jefferson up one set to none. Winning that one, 25-11. See if we have any new updates to pass along. I guess we're about ready to start the set here as well. So we're on some work to do. I mean, we knew this is going to be a tough battle with the second-ranked team. Only one loss. Coming up on 8 o'clock, KIJV, AM-FM in Huron. Harrisburg up on Aberdeen Central, two sets to none, 25-18. 25-21. Lincoln up on Brookings, 25-18 and 16. And Roosevelt leads T, two sets to none, 25-16 and 13. That's your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. We start set two. Again, we had a late start tonight. Hilton Hines will serve for Huron. Sends it back to the corner, played by Krull. Set back to Krull. She'll go cross court, but tipped at the net by Huron's block, and Krull will get the kill. And her first kill of the night. She does have three aces. 1-0 lead for Jefferson to start set two. Serve back row played by Hines. Set by Gergen from the net. The tip by Meg Moore. Death to the corner. Dug out. Back set, right side hit, Sabres, dug out by Knight. Quick set across by Gergen. Nice play by Jefferson. That was Schmidt who slid in there, kept that alive. Huron on the attack again. Block at the net by Jefferson. Set by Jergens. Had a couple girls come together, but we do get the ball across. Back set, Brosnahan to the corner. Jergens got a hand on it, but couldn't keep it from going backwards. Brosnahan with the kill, her fourth 2-0 lead, Jefferson. We're just underway with set number two. Serve back to the corner. Serve receive Davis. Bump ahead. Davis from the back line. Back row, Bowen. Bumped ahead and left side hit Sabres. Dug out by Davis. Bumped ahead by Gergen. Free balled across by Knight. Set in the middle. And dug out back row by Juergens, hit by Knight in the back row. There's the dig by Simmons. To the left side, the hit by Sabres. Long volley here. Quick set across Gergen again. Jefferson ready for it. Brosnahan right side, floats it back row to Hines. Set to the left. Here comes Knight going to the corner, shuffling over there. Krull. Back set, Brosnahan will just send it back to the corner. Quick set across Gergen again. Jefferson just covering everything. Finally, just a push to the corner by the setter, Avery Schmidt. That was a long volley, but just still winds up a point for Jefferson, 3-0. First kill for the setter, Avery Schmidt. Peyton Krull serving. Into the net, service error. First service error either team tonight. Here on the board, it's 3-1 Jefferson. Gergen will step back and serve now for the Huron Tigers. So we're just underway in set two. Back row is stepping up to get it. Krull. Quick set across by Schmidt. Returned by Huron. Set to the left. Sabres through the block. There's the kill. Sienna Sabres, her second kill. 4-1 lead, Jefferson. Brooke Bowen with the serve now for the Cavaliers. Back to the corner, Knight on serve, receive, set, the tip across by Dreyer again, Bowen there, Brosnahan right side, Tigers block, and oh, that would have went out, but Knight on reflex hit it. Here's the setup again by Jefferson, the tip down by Simmons, saved by Dreyer, free ball to cross, Huron gets it over. Here it comes again, Brosnahan drills it up the middle. It was a nice save the last time, but Huron then was... did not have their defense set up, and Brosnahan had a wide open back row, gets the kill. It's 5-1 Jefferson. Bowen again prepares to serve. Knight on serve receive, set by Gergen. Knight will step up, hit from the right side, block but out. That'll be a kill for Addie Knight. 5-2 Jefferson, second kill for Knight. Knight steps back to serve now for the Huron Tigers. Back row, serve, receive, Krull. Overpass, make more depth, just pumps it right back. Set Simmons with the hit left side. Block, but through the block. And Isabel Simmons will get her 10th kill, first of this set. Lead 6-2, Jefferson. Sienna Sabres with the serve. Back row, serve, receive, set. The tip across by Dreyer, cross court, and oh, it does get in. Just hit the sideline there. Brosnahan with the kill. She's got 6-3 in each set, and it's 7-2. Sabres serving once again for Jefferson as they quickly build a lead here in set two. Back row, Knight on serve, receive. Dreyer chases down. Collision back there. McMardeth gets it across. Back set, right side hit. Blocked, but out. That'll be a kill again for... is that Simmons? Yes, it is. Isabel Simmons now with 11 kills. Timeout here on Tigers. 8-2 Jefferson in set two. They're up one set to none. Community campus timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Simmons Quick Lube is your go-to place for convenient, reliable oil changes. Fast, easy, no-pressure oil changes for your family's vehicle. No appointment needed. See them at 1159 Dakota Avenue North, or give Adam a call at 352-9325. Adam's Quick Lube also has tire repair, batteries, and filters. Locally owned and open at 8 a.m. every day except Sundays. Trust your family vehicle with Adam's Quick Lube. 1159 Dakota Avenue North, Adam's Quick Lube is a proud sponsor of Tire Sports.